The Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts is wrapping up its first reset program this weekend with a nail art event this evening and a drag show tomorrow night. St. Louis Public Radio and the Beacon's Nancy Fowler wrote about the week's events at the Pulitzer for stlpublicradio.org, and she joins us now. What's the whole idea about this reset event? And I understand they're going to be doing this a couple times a year.
Yes, they're going to be hosting different kinds of art now twice a year between their exhibitions. And the whole point is to just draw new audiences in and get people to the Pulitzer that might not otherwise come.
In your article, you quoted Pulitzer director Christina Van Dyck as saying there's a perception maybe that the institution is, the words she used were rarefied and elitist, and of course she wants you to know that's not true.
Yes, she said, but we have to ask ourselves the question of how did we get such a perception, and what can we do, you know, to change that? So that's the whole point.
Well, a drag show might do it.
Absolutely. Some of the drag performers that I talked with never dreamed they would be performing at the Pulitzer, that's for sure.
Well, what kind of things have they done already this week during this reset event?
Well, Friday night is the nail art, and it's quite extensive, the work they can do on such a tiny little canvas.
That's
as
tonight.
The nail. That's right. And they had some breakdancing and hip-hop events, and they had kids building things out of bamboo, forts, and so forth. So just a whole different crowd.
Saturday night is what we want to talk about, this drag event. So what is that all about, really? Is it what we know as a drag show?
Yes, it is. It is. Although it really may not be your father's drag show, as they say.
Now, wait a minute. Sorry, I had to go there.
As in, it might not be typical because not only are there performers who accentuate their femininity in an over-the-top way, in many cases, there is at least one performer named Pinko who actually, you know, rocks a full beard and sports chest hair along with the dress.
See, I hadn't thought of that.
It's called skag drag. It's yeah, apparently really popular on the coasts, and it's kind of a different thing. And then they also have a drag king, a woman performing as a man. So there'll be lots of different kinds of performances.
And one of the drag performers was on the RuPaul's reality show, right?
Yes. The ones I just talked about were the local performers. A national performer named Raja Gemini was actually the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3. And is, you know, bringing that show to the Pulitzer as well.
But it's more than just a drag show, isn't it? They're beginning the evening with makeups and manicures. Is that for just anyone that shows up?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's sort of a, you know, lessons and tips on how to apply makeup and more nail art.
Now, Nancy, since this is a drag show, I'm guessing the makeup and manicures is not restricted to women only?
Oh, no. That's right. That's right. You know, men can wear the nail art as well.
So there's makeup and manicures. That's followed by a drag show, some of the people you already mentioned. And then the party continues after that.
Yes, it does. There's an after party for everyone that wants to keep it going.
Well, so Christina Van Dyck seems to think this might help bring in people that maybe have never been to the Pulitzer before. Do you think she's going to accomplish her goal with this?
Well, I don't know exactly what the turnout has been, but there's a lot of buzz about it. I'm sure, fairly sure, that the drag community, the performers, as well as the people that, you know, patronize these performances, which are usually in bars, people I've talked to are definitely going to turn out.
So it's nail art tonight, then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, makeup and manicures, the About Face drag show from 8 to 10, and then from 10 to midnight, an after party with DJ Charlie Buttons. Will we see you there?
I think so.
All right. Nancy Fowler, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Next week on Cityscape, we'll unveil the nominations for the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards, which honor the best actors and artists in local professional theater. We'll also talk with drummer Mike Heidorn about the re-release of the Uncle Tupelo recording, No Depression. And we'll take a look at Upstream Theater's production of the Australian play, Forget Me Not. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about current events pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips and Aaron Dorr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.